Yeah, for the recording. My name is Bart. Well, yeah. Welcome. I think we have one agenda point only, in my view. That's talking about the survey that we announced in the interim report and how to move that forward. I think the working group as such agreed on say, the proposed steps from Christian. To first send out, say, take stock of what are the use cases and if it's valuable to continue the work of this working group or maybe, yeah, do it in another format. And then a survey is the means through which, and as we announced in the fire, in the interim report or the progress report, however you want to call it. Christian, you have any additional remarks on that one?
Oh, this is Christian. No, I don't have any additional remarks. I think what we need to do is, Gabi already asked me just a few minutes ago, how do we want to word those questions? So we have three questions in the questions for the questionnaire. So we have three questions in the document that we might want to, you know, reshape a little bit because now they're closed questions, so people can only answer yes or no. So maybe we need to go to more open-ended questions, at least for one or two of them. But other than that, I don't think there's any other work we can do at this point.
In addition, say we could do it two ways, say addressing the survey as well. Maybe another thing is the time frame in which we want to have the survey out and collect responses, etc., and based on that, come up with a discussion of the working group itself. So maybe, Gabi, you can have... Yeah, you've done some surveys. So what is a reasonable time frame in your mind for sending out a survey based on, I hope you've seen the interim or the progress report and the questions you just discussed?
Sorry, no, I haven't seen the questions, but it seems to be very short. I might want to have a look at it. Perhaps you want to say, if yes, blah, 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 why. So that makes it a little bit more complicated, but that's doable. It sounds like a really easy service. I can probably set it up during this meeting even. So, and then I guess up to you, but 2 or 3 weeks shouldn't be longer than that to be out because people get sick and tired.
And so if we put out the survey in about 2 or 3 weeks, then what would be a typical time frame for people to respond? Like a month, or how would you do that?
It depends on the survey, but no, I would recommend not to have it out for a month. I would say maximum 3 weeks.
Okay.
Because, maximum 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me. So this is Bart again. So if you would add this up, that means, say, 5 weeks by the end, as of the end of this meeting, we will have the results more or less from the survey.
I think this question, this would be good because if the answer of the community is yes, please continue, then we need to do prepare some work for the next ICANN meeting. So if we have, let's say, the go, no go at the end of this, by the end of this year, for example, then we have an additional 2.5 to 3 months to actually do some work, let's say, from our desk, so to speak, and then meet again in Singapore.
Yeah, and just one point, say 5 weeks from at the end of this meeting, that's just before Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So that would work. You don't want to have the Christmas break or the seasonal break in between because that breaks up and it's a fine... It's a nice seizure because then in the new year we could start looking at the results and analyze them, and based on that so somewhere early January, that's the time when we'd be thinking about or say that the working group can really have a look at the answers.
Yeah, because if we are allowed to proceed, or if the community thinks we should proceed, then there's work to do because we need to look into these use cases and find some realistic scenarios. So I just had a brief discussion about that with ITEC. So one way to proceed there would be to have a chat with Google because they gave a presentation at the Durban meeting about registry hacks. And so maybe they also have, let's say, specific scenarios as to what happened, and maybe we can distill patterns from that that we can might form the basis of the use cases.
Can I just ask the server, who is it going to? Is it goes just to CCNSO members, or is it the CCTLD community? And do you want just one per register to reply, or should it be open for everyone, and so on?
I haven't really thought about that, to be honest, but intuitively I would say one vote per registry.
Mm-hmm.
And the CCTLD community as such. Because if you really look at it, say, if there is a go-ahead, and that's one of the points in the interim report, it only makes sense to do it if the vast majority of the CCTLD community signs up to the to the services. And one of the tricky ones is, again here, is I think that's something we need to discuss in more detail, but maybe that we can do that offline, so not during this meeting, but say whether it makes a difference whether they have to pay and how it's paid and who's going to pay for it. Because say if you just have the services out there for free, that's a complete different picture, and you have a reasonable subscription fee.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a chicken and egg problem, because without the use cases, it's very difficult to assess what we stated in the document to assess the added value of the service. And so what's happening now is that we are also asking people to give their go or no-go based on, say, very vague added values. So.
Maybe that's a way of structuring the survey is, so if you see value in additional use cases and you list them, and maybe we can include already some suggestions, and then based on that say, if does this add value for you to continue, and then the next question is, would you still subscribe if there was a fee indication?
Yeah, so if we add an open section, for example, in which we ask people, okay, what would you need from the service in order to have to, so that it has added value for you, this is something that we could ask as an open-ended question.
Yeah, I have some more practical questions. So if you want one per registry, should we target it as at CEOs or a tech person, or shall we ask them to say which registry they are from in the beginning so that we know, or shall we just send it out and ask people, please just trust that they behave?
I would send it out, and I would, let's say, recommend people for their security officer or somebody similar to fill it out, and if they don't have it, then maybe somebody else, but ask them if they, I say, preferably it should be the security officer.
And do you want us to track the CCTLD, or we just trust that they will follow our instructions and will not fill it in more than one instance per registry?
That's something you cannot enforce.
Sorry.
That's something you cannot enforce in the system. That each registry only fills out.
What I can do is I can block that. I can block that whoever replied to the server can only do it once.
Uh-huh.
But of course, if you send it out to an email list, then there's often several people from the same registry. So.
Now we should trust people.
So that was my hope.
And at the end of the day, it probably I don't know if this is doable, but you can say, if people send it in more than once, assuming that it comes from the same address, if you can block it, you use the final version.
No, they will not be allowed to send it in once again. So it's just.
Okay, so maybe we should spend some time. I'm not sure if we should do it during this session, but maybe we should sit together and then try to work out the questions in a bit more detail.
May I make a suggestion that, say, as with this group, we're more or less in the same time zone, that we, say, do it, say, offline, so not during the formal session, but over the upcoming days, use as much face time we have here in BA, but at least by the end of, say, in 1.5 weeks, we can send it to the whole group to have a final say on say, the proposed survey, and then be ready to send it out in 2 weeks, because that is really the cutoff date. If we go beyond it, you will hit the end date.
Sounds like a plan. All right. So if there's nothing else, Isaac, no? Should we talk about something else? I don't think there's anything else on the agenda, right?
No, this is the only thing. That's the good thing that we send out the report before the meeting.
I thought you looked confused, so it's like maybe I'm missing something.
No. So let's call it a day.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
but we don't need to use the mics, right? We couldn't do it now. Yeah.
We don't have to use the mics to discuss it. So this is the formal end of this meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.